This is University Beat. I'm John Henry, filling in this week for Mark Schreiner. Three USF finance students have just pitched their reasons for investing in a certain stock. Stockbroker Abby Suval of Morgan Stanley Wealth Management is about to pounce.
Why would you pick a stock that hasn't moved in 3 years? And by the way, it did print a new 52-week low this morning with a huge block moving.
It's part of a class called Applied Security Analysis. Students research their favorite stocks and present their findings to a group of professional asset managers. This year, students pitched stocks like Activision Blizzard, the gaming company responsible for titles like Call of Duty and Guitar Hero.
And because the industry as a whole is not doing well, Activision is being driven down.
The networking giant Cisco Systems.
Cisco will provide the technology applications for the cloud infrastructure.
In Las Vegas Sands, a casino resort company with properties around the globe.
The casino and gaming industry fell during the recession due to decreases in consumer discretionary spending.
And then the advisors proceed to grill the students.
The statements that you've made would tell me that it's dead money for 18 months.
So do you think somebody can take it over?
What are the competitive dynamics? What makes this attractive?
What makes you think that consumers would take their discretionary income and go to this sector?
Despite their best efforts, students say they're never fully prepared for the tough reviews from advisors. Vitaba Bellis was part of the group pitching Las Vegas Sands. She says this kind of stress forces her to focus on the research.
It's definitely a lot of pressure. They have a vast amount of more knowledge than we do. So it's just you don't know what they're going to ask. You don't know what areas you have to specifically focus on. So you have to hit the whole wide range of information.
And if there wasn't enough pressure already, there's one more thing. This money these students are investing, it's real. Around $225,000 is on the line. It's part of the USF Student Managed Investment Fund. It comes from private donors, the USF Foundation, and what earlier classes made off the market. But handling real money isn't the touchstone of the course, at least according to the instructor, Professor Jack Rader.
You don't get confidence. You earn confidence. When you get up and you make presentations before professionals and they ask you the tough questions and you can answer those questions in a sensible, reasonable, compelling manner, then you're going to come out of that with a legitimate confidence in what you're capable of doing.
Rader says the course is proving to be a success, with the majority of students getting jobs in the financial services sector. As for this session, the board, which includes the student investors, decided to roll the dice on Las Vegas Sands and Activision Blizzard. And in this class, the market will give them their final grade. To read students' financial presentations, visit our webpage at wusf.org and click the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm John Henry.